Welcome, Justice Zelon. This is item number three, the Sergeant Shriver Civil Council Act.
Thank you.
And if I may, before we start, this is an action item, so I'm going to ask, is there any public comment? If so, please raise your hand or come forward. And Chief, I don't see anybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here today. I am the Vice Chair of the Shriver Representation Project, and here on behalf of the Chair, retired Justice Earl Johnson. We are coming to you today with our second set of grants in the program. The project, as you may recall, was funded to set up pilot projects to test the impact of providing counsel in critical civil cases. And it is a representation project, and it has two pieces. One is the actual provision of legal services, representation, enhanced self-help, and other services to litigants. And the second part, equally important, and indeed, if you listen to Mike Feuer, who carried this bill, the most important part was to provide a basis for the evaluation of the impact of lawyers, the impact of representation on people in these critical civil cases. So the evaluation is a very important piece of the work that has been ongoing. The evaluation also covers the effect on court administration and court efficiency, and listening to the legislative representative or the executive representative, that's an important issue. We look at enhanced coordination between the courts with other governmental service providers who serve the same population as the people that representation is being afforded to, and to community resources. Because one of the issues is if you provide representation to people, say, in a housing case that improves their outcome in a housing case, does that have a collateral effect not only of finishing the case in the courtroom, but of reducing homelessness and of reducing the cost of providing services to people because they are out of a home? And so those are issues that we are trying to look at as well, to see how government comes out in terms of funding if you provide counsel in critical cases. And finally, to look at the actual benefits for the clients and for the courts of providing this level of representation to them. So the structure for the pilots was a lead legal services agency in each of the jurisdictions that received a grant. They had the ability to cover conflicts in a multiple representation case, of course. They worked in partnership with the local court, and the court's piece of it was to provide the services to the clients who had to remain unrepresented through the process, either because of the nature of their case or the nature of services. There were regular meetings through the first 3 years between the legal services entities and the courts to work together to iron out any problems and to make sure that the representation was as effective as it could be. I realize I'm talking fast. It's the end of the day, so I'm going to keep talking fast. You can interrupt me if you'd like. The funding for the project has come from special designated post-judgment filing fees. The original estimate was $11 million a year, which was to cover not only the grants but also the evaluation costs. In 2011, we had $9.5 million, and for 2014, we believe the number is $7.8 million. So everybody is trying to scrape by to do less than with what we can. In the first cycle, which is now coming to an end, we distributed the money to 6 housing projects, 3 custody projects, and 1 probate guardianship conservatorship project. They were spread throughout the state in communities of different size and different makeup of the population. The evaluation project has now commenced. It's very complicated. We have got professional social scientists working with us. We are trying to ensure first that we are evaluating apples and apples across programs, so that people are working from a common data source and answering common questions. We've done site visits and interviews, both of the court, the legal services providers, of clients. We've looked at court files to see what is going on in the cases and to test that against what we're being told. and we are working on the collection of the data to provide that cost-benefit analysis that the legislature really wants, hopefully with the end that the legislature will see the value of continuing to fund these kinds of representation projects into the future and try to close some of the justice gap that we're facing in California. So who is your committee? We are a legislative mandated committee. The statute actually provided that the committee be appointed and make these decisions. We have judges, we have legal services people, and a broad range of people on the committee, all of whom have expertise and experience in this area. We worked by issuing RFPs and going through a very formal RFP process with the contracts people at the court. In this round of grants, we had proposals not only from existing grantees, but new proposals as well. We considered fully all proposals that came before the committee, evaluated them all in the same manner before making any decisions on recommendations. There was a legislative priority to existing successful programs. The reason for that priority, I think, was twofold. One, to make sure continuity for the people who were being served, but equally importantly, to maintain continuity in the program so that our evaluation process could be effective. Because if you introduce a new program partway through the evaluation process, we are getting fruit salad instead of apples and apples. And so there was an emphasis on existing programs. So our recommendations to you are unanimous. The unanimous recommendation is to fund the six existing programs that are listed in front of you now and in your materials. As you see, they span the state, small county, large county, urban, and rural. They cover the subject matter areas that we had, obviously, in the last time, because these are all existing programs. Because we have less money than we did when we issued the initial grants, we have recommended awarding each legal services program the lesser of the amount they received in the last year of the last grant cycle or the amount of their request. Indeed, one program came in asking for less money than they had previously received, and we are rewarding them by giving them that. For the courts, we looked at the highest amount that the court had expended, the court partner had expended in each of the 3 years and funded at that level. And at that way, we were able to provide funding to each of the programs on the list. We remain ever optimistic that filing fees will come in a little higher than they're being projected. And in order to make it easy for everyone, we are proposing that if additional money come in, that it be distributed on a pro rata basis among the programs, so no one has to reapply and no one has to rejigger anything. We are going to ask the programs, or we would like to ask the programs, with your permission, to provide to us revised budgets based on the funding amounts that we are actually proposing to give them, so that we have the assurance from the programs and the courts that they can actually carry out the work with the amount of money that they're being given. We are confident that they can, but we do want to get those budgets. That is basically where we are. I'm really happy to entertain any questions from you if you have any. We're very, very pleased with what we've seen to date and very excited going forward.
Sorry, Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief. I do have one question. I did receive a communication from the folks in the Sacramento Superior Court. They're one of the projects that did not receive your recommendation. You approached this with a preference for continuing projects, as opposed to new projects, and I understand the reason for that. The Sacramento folks told me that they are not a new project, that they are in fact a continuing project with some tweaks and adjustments. you have any response to that?
I do, and thank you for asking that question, Judge Rosenberg. I actually had some time before the meeting today to speak to the people from Sacramento, something which under the contracting rules we could not do prior to making the decision. The committee did two things. One is we did view the Sacramento project as a new project because the legal services contractor who had been receiving the majority of the funding was being changed, and a new contractor was being brought in with changes both in the manner of service and the number of people being served for the amounts being requested. More importantly, though, and what I was able to assure them of, we went on from that and fully evaluated the program on its merits. And based on its merits, we did not feel that the proposal that was being presented to us was as strong as the other proposals that we had in terms of the use of the money. Finally, of course, we had the evaluation concern, but we did give them a full evaluation, and I believe after they had an opportunity to talk to me, they felt less concerned about not being given the grant.
Thank you.
Judge O'Malley, then Judge D'Alba.
Well, I'm prepared to make a motion at this time for us to adopt the recommendation.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Judge Jackson. Judge D'Alba.
I just want to make a comment. Justice Zivon, thank you for your presentation.
Put down your mic.
Thank you for your presentation and the work of your committee. I only regret that there's not more money available. We had to, the council, by action a month or two ago, reduce the amount of dollars that were available to you. But as a council member here for the last three or so years, I think that one of the most important things that we have amongst the charges, the many charges that we have, is ensuring, of course, access and a fair forum for resolution of disputes, and especially for the disadvantaged and the poor who can't otherwise gain that access. And it's, as your report says, consistent with the council's strategic number one goal. So I wish we could do better with the dollars so that all of these programs perhaps could have gotten all the money they need, and all the ones that applied could have been rewarded by your committee. And I'm grateful and recognize that the statutory scheme and your contractual processes insulate your committee from public comment or lobbying, in other words, so that you can make decisions based on the merits of the applications or track records or whatever it be. Otherwise, I can imagine it would be very difficult if you had to entertain commentary. So thank you for your work.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the committee, I will tell you everyone on the committee worked very hard to try and reach the right result and would have been overjoyed if we had had double the money to give out and to fund excellent projects that will help us make a case as we go forward for funding for these projects.
Thank you, Justice Seal. Seeing no further hands raised, all in favor of moving the recommendations, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Thank you for wonderful work.
Thank you very much.